The Draft Bernie movement is about forming an independent party that doesn't take corporate donations and supports a progressive agenda. And we would like to draft Bernie, who is the most popular politician in the country right now, and the only one actually fighting and introducing legislation for the issues that he's been fighting for 32 years while he's been in Congress, to be at the helm of this party. The idea, it was just an idea after the November elections when Nick Braña, who was Bernie's 2016 campaign outreach director, and then went to Our Revolution, but left Our Revolution over, at that time, Jeff Weaver's decision to accept big money. And so he and eight other staffers left. In January or February, the idea was formed to start this Draft Bernie. And the need for a new independent party came to fruition. And we have now been organizing for a little over 4 months. We have state leads in 41 or 42 states. We have volunteers in all 50 states. And our presence at Left Forum and the People's Summit earlier this month has really brought national attention. And for the first time, at those two summits, we actually got some mainstream media coverage instead of depending on social media as the way that people found out about us.
When we spoke with you last some months ago, you were kind of early on in the petition gathering phase. And the petition is with a view to presenting these to Bernie Sanders to show him what kind of support is out there for an alternative to the Democratic Party. How has that process been going, and what is the status of all of that?
Currently, we have over 42,000 signatures, and we continue to have our volunteers go out and spread the word. This past weekend, Bernie was the only, and I would like to say the only, and he's an independent person in Congress, to actually be out talking to the public with a partnership with MoveOn.org to go to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Columbus, Ohio, and Charleston, West Virginia, and talk about this horrendous GOP health care bill and why it needs to be defeated. So that helped us get the word out once again by having our volunteers be there.
I know that you were looking to the one-year anniversary of the DNC when so many people say Bernie Sanders was completely betrayed by the Democratic National Committee and the party politics at that particular point. I mean, what is your time frame now? Are you still hoping to mark that one-year anniversary somehow? Or given the momentum now you've gotten with what's happening with healthcare and then the recent People Summits and the Left Forum that you attended, are you changing that timeline a little
bit? We have. Thanks for asking that question. We have. We have pushed the date out to September sometime. We made a decision to do that because we still feel there are so many people that need to know about us. And the fact that we have more volunteers coming on board to help us spread the word, that we feel that our organization can grow exponentially as it has done in the last 6 weeks, in the next 6 to 8 weeks.
How does Bernie Sanders feel about all of this? Has there been contact with him? Has there been reaction from Bernie Sanders himself?
Well, there was a smile on stage when Roseanne had mentioned that she was with us and that heroes are not made, they're cornered. And Jane has spoken about it, as well as retweeted, and support from Nina Turner. He was presented a 15-page document that Nick had written about a case for drafting him and why the need for this party. The party will be formed with or without Bernie. We, of course, would like Bernie to be there and rebuild the coalition that he established during the 16 campaign. He had the financing in As a matter of fact, there was a great article yesterday in Huffington Post about the three guys that were the, I think, geniuses that put him as one of the best fundraisers in the history of recent politics with what he did. $27 is amazing.
So a People's Party will go ahead regardless, because obviously a political movement and a political party has to be bigger than just one person. Are there other progressives who are holding some type of legislative office right now that you would also like to have involved? Or are you looking for brand new people to run for office?
Both. We certainly would like Nina Turner, Tulsi Gabbard, Tim Canova, Jane Sanders, as well as a slate of brand new younger candidates to come in, because we do feel that they are the future of this country. They also have a different mindset about what we need. In a recent polling, iCitizens poll, 84% of millennials responded that they want a new party. 7 in 10 Americans want a new independent party.
Why a new party, though, when there are a lot of other what we call third parties, whether it's the Greens or Socialist Party or Workers' Party? I mean, there are a lot of political parties already out there that share a lot of the policies that you have identified: social justice, economic justice, healthcare for all of these progressive issues. Why start from scratch as opposed to working within an existing party structure?
The concept of a wider umbrella. We would like to not only have independents, the disenfranchised Dems, people that have left the party, the Green Party, the Independent Progressive Party, the Justice Party, the Working Families Party. If we were to coalesce and form a coalition under one umbrella, we would have we would be the major party in the country and the largest voting bloc. So the fact that all the other third parties have been out there for a while have never generated the enthusiasm to the voting public to actually get them out there to the polls. Bernie did that. And so if we can just rebuild that coalition, bring in these other groups, and we have started to make partnerships with them, the Progressive Independent Party and the Justice Party endorsed us and formed an alliance at Left Forum. We also have been endorsed by the Socialist Alternative, which is a national party. So slowly all of these other organizations are realizing the same thing, that we can be the power. We just have to get over some of the petty differences and realize this is for the good of the country.